Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Crosstalk is brought to you by the wonderful people at Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne app. Get out to Hawthorne, experience racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights at 7. You can bet along the rail outside. They got the beer garden. They got the points bet sportsbook. Carmen and I are both proponents of all of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. And Jim Miller gives you great picks to make some money.
So yes, he does.
Have some fun. He's a great handicapper and one of the gurus at Hawthorne. Thank you, Jesse Rogers. Thank you, Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, boy.
And thank you, most importantly, for listening. And I hope you enjoy having everything back to 100%.
How about it? 100%. 100%. Full house. Beautiful day. Oh, next time the Sox come home, full house. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You done, Carm?
I'm done.
He loves it.
Done.
Carm and Yurko.
I can't.
Bop, 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 bop.
I can't get over it.
What's up, fellas?
What up, boys? It's a good Friday.
Well, you know, it was.
Not like the Good Friday. It's just a Good Friday.
It was a Good Friday, but my partner now is busy.
He's all right. He's
got What's going on? Has he got some work to do?
He's got a lot. I mean, the day was great. We're back. We're going to be at Yahtzee's. I'm going to have lunch. Oh, God. My phone's on fire.
Yeah.
What happened?
What did happen?
Well,
why is the phone on fire?
Well, he's getting a lot of feedback from our conversation with Anthony Rizzo.
How'd that go?
Oh, I love the conversation.
Was it compelling? Compelling?
For once, yeah.
For once?
Yeah. Very good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Compelling and real.
I mean, is there something we should bring back, fellas? I mean, Mellor? Mellor, well, do we have some? Oh, yeah. We got a nod of the head. We're saying
we'll
affirmative
cut
back
right
there.
Now. We'll bring it back.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Well, cut like a knife.
I'm not sure now if we...
A little Brian Adams this morning for you.
No, I'm going to get angry texts from his agent.
Kid, is that old school Atlanta Hawks? Is that old school Atlanta Hawks?
Old school that's turned new school again.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, they brought it back.
Yeah. Atlanta brought it back from the Skip Carey days on TBS.
Don't call it a comeback, kid. We've been here for years.
Well,
agents get mad all the time. That's their job.
Yurko's right about that. He'll forget about it tomorrow.
That's
don't worry
what they
about
do.
It.
Atlanta Hawks.
Not so sure.
Atlanta Hawks basketball here from an empty Omni in Atlanta. Skip Carey.
Did you ask a personal question?
I thought a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed.
Put your shoulders down.
That he was. I just assumed.
Don't assume
that he was what?
Vaccinated.
A nice
Anthony Rizzo just admitted he's not vaccinated.
You gotta keep him vaccinated.
Oh, Max back.
We gotta keep him vaccinated.
Yeah. Oh, Max back, good.
And so his agent's all up.
So, I mean, it's a personal business.
It is.
You know,
and
but
he
decided
didn't have to answer it.
He decided to divulge.
Yes.
He decided to divulge.
That ain't on anybody except Anthony Rizzo.
Cap,
sorry.
What happened was you put him in a comfortable situation. He was feeling free and easy and just decided to say, nope, I'm not vaccinated.
Merck, give me Dr. Citrenberg. Citrenberg doctor.
Citrenberg.
That's where you find him in the hotel.
Carm, are you vaccinated?
I am.
Cap, are you vaccinated?
Fully.
Johnny, you vaccinated?
Yes, sir.
I have no comment.
That's how you
he
do
He could
that.
Have done that. That's the way you handled that.
Well, he could have said, I don't want to talk about my personal health.
Right. I no comment. That's private. I mean, I'm assuming I'm not going to go that direction because I'll get fired. So I'll be careful.
Good. Yeah, you can go ahead and say it.
No, I want my partner here.
No. I mean, the private body parts are private also. Yeah. Yes. I was going to go that direction. I'm like, nope, stop yourself, Yurko.
Yes.
You had too much fun yesterday at the golf course.
Yeah,
you got to settle down today. Settle down. Hey, so you deal with it. Big deal. The agent's mad. Who gives a rat's ass?
Really?
It's pertinent. You wanted to ask the question.
Yep.
Bam, there it was.
It's official now. Bruce Levine has tweeted it out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That's it now.
Oh, Levine now we've got it. Ourselves. Oh, boy.
Freaking great.
Like to report that Anthony Rizzo was on.
Now guess what you got? Now you got Jeff Garland calling him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jeff Garland in all his glory is going to be spitting all over himself, man, at Rizzo.
Here we go.
He's going to MF him now.
Oh, boy. Now we've got a major international incident.
Bruce. Anthony Rizzo at Chicago Radio said he chose not to be vaccinated at the Catman First Report. No love for Hoodie? Come on, Bruce.
No, that's the extra tweet. Check the extra tweet.
Wait, where's
the extra tweet?
Yeah.
Where is he? I'm on his tweet.
I don't even know where
it's at. Tweet Jay Hood was also told by Rizzo.
Sidecar.
Thank you, Bruce.
Sidecar.
Love you.
Sidecar.
Also, Tweet Jay Hood apparently was part of the interview. Merck, give me a Levine Bruce. You'll find Levine, him in the hotel. Bruce. Find that. Levine Bruce. Thank you. Get him on us. Get his thoughts now.
He checks in under a pseudonym.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
What's his? You know?
The Great Gatsby.
Gatsby Great?
Gatsby J. That's of course.
Give me Great Gatsby. Give me that, Merck, on the hotel. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
You all right, buddy?
Bruce is fine. Right. Look at that. He's done.
I'm concerned
He's
with my
done.
Partner.
We're losing Rizzo, guys. That's what we're worried about right now.
Oh, stop it.
Is that what's going to happen? It
no,
could be.
No,
you
no,
want him?
Stop me?
No.
We're fine. Thank you.
Pass.
Hard pass. Hard pass.
Terrible. You guys aren't. You're not hard losing pass. Him anyway. Stop it.
Hard pass. Not even not, a mini pass.
Everybody will calm
He's
down.
He's done. Look at him. Cappy, come on. I'm just, come back.
Who cares about those people,
you
man?
Can do.
Following the force.
Don't worry about it.
His agent's got other clients. Somebody will do something. He'll forget about it in 24-hour news cycle, guys. That's it. Don't worry about it.
Will any of the other clients admit they're not vaccinated?
He's probably on the phone with all of his clients right now that haven't been, and he's going, guys, shut your mouths.
Hey. If some jackass asks you, say it's none of your business.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Danny from Schaumburg had some thoughts to share about Mr. Garland.
God. Oh, boy. Danny from Schaumburg's a knucklehead, too. I got a bottle of Booker's for him, by the way.
You know, I was alerted to this late. If you gentlemen wouldn't mind, there's a nice piece of audio that was put together by the afternoon folks.
Okay.
Apparently, Hoodie, Cap, yesterday while we were in the midst of a conversation, we were a little dirtier than we intended to be. And they went back and bleeped us. I'd like you guys to hear this.
Back in your day, Cap, or when I was a kid, I'm watching the and I'm seeing the not white, but there was something on it where the it's like, okay, well, there's enough mud on this thing where I could be able to have control. And that's the difference.
Yeah, because when you get a fresh you get the to start.
It's slick.
Yes.
You got to use some spit, and you got to kind of rub it up.
Of course.
So it doesn't slip out of your hand.
Yes.
Not supposed to be
good advice
that you get from the store. It's not supposed to be that simple. It's supposed to be rubbed up. All the highlights, all the I remember getting one, it's like, this not even like the one I play with at home, because the one I play with at home is from the store.
Or Pearl White.
Pearl White.
That's the best piece of audio in a while. I'm not going to lie to you. That was
pretty
awesome.
What are you talking about?
What did Cap say? Something about you got to spit on it and make sure you hold it tight. Now, I follow the same guidelines, yes. Actually. So I don't know about you, Hoodie, but I definitely
don't want to bend it.
I put Mississippi mud on mine.
I've heard that works, too. Yeah.
For texture.
No, he goes to the South. Hoodie goes to the South for his. He's got to get that Mississippi mud.
For texture, of course.
Yes, of course, yes.
But how about
that was brilliant.
So other than the Rizzo, are you all right? Are you all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
He is okay. Not all right,
that had
man.
To cheer you up.
He's in a daze.
The sun is out! I'm going to have lunch.
What
oh,
happened?
God!
What happened to that 8:30 hour? Yeah. I mean, that half hour. Boy, there's excitement going to Yahtzee's. I'm giving out tickets.
And then, oh, God.
What happened?
Well, all I know is on the South side.
All of a sudden, he turned into Jeff Garland over here and started asking about vaccination.
Oh, no, stop it.
Stop yourself. You're better than that.
Hoodie
what
and I
that
don't
mean?
Hoodie and I just we're here. Just happy that the Sox are vaccinated.
Well, you guys won.
They take their masks off. I don't know if it's an advantage or not. If it is, good for them. But how did Hoodie put it? Are the Sox vaccinated?
Yes!
Yes! Oh, hell yes!
That needle, right size, right shape.
Do I have a needle in my arm?
Yes!
Hell
get
yes.
on back there!
Oh, hell yes!
Hell yes!
So, I don't have to
complain about my team. I don't have to get on my soapbox and pontificate and make any sort of statements that people don't want to hear me make anyway. Sox are vaccinated, so Hoodie and I have... We're on easy street.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you.
On the other side of the street, well... It now, Sogard is not the face of this anymore, okay?
Oh.
Just so you know. Arietta's not the
I
face of this anymore. Okay,
so. It's so crazy. Cup fans can't believe it. Cap's upset.
Whatever. Shut. Listen, no one put out.
Danny and Schaumburg's MFing Jeff Garland.
No one put a hand up his ass to say anything on the show.
No, okay? Of course not. He's a grown man. He knows. So. He's been around.
LeBron was asked the same question.
He sort of skirted it,
and
right?
he said, "It's my private business. Yeah. I don't talk about whether I am or I'm not."
Right? Yeah.
This thing is trending. You see this?
Oh, wow. Oh, it's already trending. Oh boy!
Like, please,
it's gonna be on TMZ soon.
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to tell you?
I mean,
nothing.
When did TMZ become like the paper of record? By the way, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? Like, if it's on TMZ, it's you can book it.
Well, because they keep breaking stories.
I guess.
I mean, like legit and not getting it done.
This is pretty great.
I just watched it when I was on the plane. There was another OJ doc that I found.
Oh God, how many of them?
And the head of the New York Times, the head of the New York Times, said I found myself reading the National Enquirer.
Ooh.
Every week, because they were better at breaking news on the case than all the media combined.
That's crazy. That's 30 years ago.
Is that a credit to them, or is that a shot across the bow to mainstream media?
I don't know.
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
That's he's talking about the original OJ trial 30 years
ago? Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Dan Okrent.
You know who's the best at breaking news now? Which site? TMZ.
Yeah. Thanks.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Merkin. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Derek.
He's dealing with the fallout, too.
They broke the Michael Jackson story.
Yes.
All right.
I just said that.
By the way, how did Chris Middleton do last night?
Fine. They all stunk last night.
Middleton had 35 and 15.
Yeah. But listen, you don't get it. Just because he had 35 and 15, you look at everything on the micro. Look at the macro. There's nothing that tells you, like, he's been mostly disappointing when they've needed him in the playoffs. Mostly, by and large. At the micro.
What did Milwaukee shoot from three last night?
6 for 31. Please.
They're not going to go anywhere shooting 6 for 31 from
three.
They're
an embarrassment right now. I'm sorry. Win or not last night. They are an embarrassment right now.
Okay.
83 guys, points. What is it, 1995? 86, 83 in a playoff game?
Johnny's got something.
I got to go. I got an interview with the Des Moines Register.
Oh, boy.
Quad
City Quadrants.
All of a sudden now, wow. I'm getting interview requests.
Oh, look at this. Cedar Rapids wants to talk
to you. Cedar Rapids. All right, here we go.
Ames, Cedar Rapids, everybody in Iowa.
Surprisingly, Gary.
Omaha.
Gary.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
They want to meet you at Railcat Stadium.
Look at this guy.
All happening.
Big interview.
All right, Cap.
Oh, well. Do we have to lead our show with this nonsense now?
No.
Can we talk
you
White Sox?
Had to leave.
We're
you
talking had to White leave. Sox. Madrigal's hurt.
Yeah, it's
you should probably play the audio for people who missed it.
All right.
That's
we'll
right. We'll play the audio for people
we'll
that missed it.
But we got bigger fish to fry.
I am a 100% Anthony Rizzo supporter.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that. Exactly. He do what he wants. It's his body.
Might disagree, but he can do what he wants.
It's his body. You can disagree, Carbs. You know why? We live in America.
Living in America.
Yeah, live in America.
Live in America. You liberals don't understand the.
Oh, that's great.
He can do what he wants.
All right, I
got my eyes.
It's the EIB network.
There is a fat man speaking to me, and his name is Rush Limbaugh.
The media is very desirous that a black quarterback become vaccinated. This is the EIB network.
Very desirous.
The feeling that an arm should have a needle in it.
Oh, my heavens.
It's insane.
Rush Limbaugh.
Anthony Rizzo, a patriot.
From the grave.
Gentlemen.
Rush Limbaugh on the EIB.
A moment of silence for Rush Limbaugh. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
You guys have a great
weekend. Have a good
weekend.
Hey, good luck dealing with the fallout, my friend.
Have fun at Yaxies. Have a few for us, all right?
That'll be the first thing. You can't even get into the door.
Poor Cap.
By the way, that question.
You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything wrong.
It's an appearance by Yaxies, and it's a chance to be vaccinated.
You got to get them vaccinated.
Oh, boy.
You're right. His walk-up song is Intoxicated. Maybe they can come up with.
Oh, boy. Now he's joking about it.
I love it.
I was doing my job, people. Sorry.
He was doing his job as a patriot.
Looks like Waddle and Sylvie get Rizzo now. Oh, boy.
God bless you, Cap, and God bless the United States of America.
All right, out of here. Have a great weekend.
Bye, boys.
See you, boys.
See ya.
It's Carmen and Yurko.
Sports talk while you're on the clock.
Do I exaggerate? This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Happy Friday, and I guess things changed a little. I mean, I fully was expecting to talk about another outstanding pitching performance for the White Sox, whose starters lead all of baseball in F4 with 7.7 wins above replacement collectively. There was also some terrible news yesterday. I think we kind of knew it was coming after Nick Madrigal got hurt a couple of nights ago. When a guy can't get off the field on his own power, you usually know it's bad. Yurko's had a very, very, very serious hamstring injury. He knows a thing or two.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it's pretty serious hamstring injury. 60-day DL, and it's hard to imagine Nick Madrigal comes back this year.
He's got a torn hammy.
Yeah, so I was fully expecting that that's where we're going to start. But there is news, whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not. Cap and Hoodie, we're talking to Anthony Rizzo, and he did make news. Because he admitted to not being vaccinated. And you know the world in which we live now. That's it. This is going to whip everybody into a frenzy. First, the interview started with the, you know, what the feeling's going to be like with their the biggest rival on the north side for a weekend set with a full capacity crowd. It's June 11th. We're back to 100%. Yeah, I saw the Kyle Long news too. Yurko was just pointing that. That's too bad for Kyle. He's going to miss all of training camp, it looks like. But, yeah, I mean, it's like it should happy day, right? The Cub fans are going to pack the park. And
back in the park.
We're breaking through, and the city's fully reopened. And so that's how the interview started with Anthony Rizzo earlier this morning. Here it is. Oh, I think my screen's frozen again, Mello. You might have to play this. Go
it
ahead.
Sounds amazing. Wrigley has been amazing this year so far, but knowing this week, I mean, this is a marquee weekend no matter what. And now you add 100% fans, and it just makes it. It's back. Everything's back, and it's gonna be great to just walk out there. I'll definitely take a few moments throughout the game just to appreciate the rivalry, the fans, the red in the stands, the blue in the stands. I'll definitely take it all in.
All right, and so that's innocuous enough, right? I mean, talking about the pageantry of the Cardinals being in town, three games behind the Cubs and the Brewers for first in the NL Central. It's going to be packed, take it all in, and then this is what followed.
Yeah, we've all talked about it, and we've all discussed it, and we've all to great lengths. And I just think that, you know, guys who are and aren't vaccinated, you know, they still, the guys that are not vaccinated still feel very safe doing normal things. They're not too concerned, and it's everyone's own opinion and own, you know, there's so much more to the story than someone just not being vaccinated. Someone that, oh, he's an anti-vaxxer. I think that's, there's so much more to everyone's individual story that, you know, it's on them. It's on their family. It's a big decision for them and their family. And, it all is case by case, and when we have respectful discussions about it, just like we do with everything else that comes up during the year, and you know, you just let it be at what it is.
So, you are, if I can ask, you are vaccinated?
I actually have decided not to get the vaccine, and there's just a lot that went into it, talking to all our doctors, and it was a really hard decision on all ends, but it's just one of those things where just continue to be safe and continue to go on and live life.
So that's the news. And that he admitted it is maybe somewhat surprising. He could have very easily just said, I'm not comfortable discussing it. I think he was trying to say that he's not necessarily an anti-vaxxer, but he just chose not to get this one. Look, Cub fans that might be enraged about this, whether it's because you feel like your team has a competitive disadvantage or you're extremely passionate about trying to do everything we can to finally get rid of this thing and you think people should get vaccinated, you might just be irate right now, and that is your want. You can be irate. I think Rizzo tried to give a thoughtful answer there. You know, when he was talking about the discussions that they do have, and just because he might not get this one or guys might not get this one doesn't mean they're totally anti-vax or, you know, maybe they're whatever their concerns are, yeah. They are. I mean, I think he tried to be thoughtful about it, but then he did drop the – which –
right away he dropped it.
It's unfortunate.
Said, no, I'm not vaccinated.
He dropped the bombshell that, yeah, like, no, I chose not to be. So
his body, his business. That's my theory. He can do what he wants with his body. If he wants to get it, he gets it. If he doesn't want to get it, he doesn't get it.
What do Cub fans, like, are upset about? They're upset that their team doesn't have some sort of an advantage, I guess, right?
Well,
that they're at a competitive disadvantage.
I guess in theory, the way it's been positioned by some, is that teams that are vaccinated up to that threshold have an advantage.
Right, yes.
Life's a little easier for them. They're not thinking about it. They don't have to mask. They don't have to do this. They don't have to do that.
They can go out on the road.
They've got more theoretical freedoms.
Right.
And if by chance your team has a COVID incident or outbreak, or just, you know, somebody comes test positive, if you have that, if you've reached that threshold, there you're more lax in terms of players amongst your roster, in terms of what they need to do, in terms of contact tracing.
Theoretically,
if someone on the Cubs roster comes in contact with somebody else, they're going to have to be on that COVID list longer than a team who is not. So there's the real competitive disadvantage. If you happen to have somebody on your roster who does test positive, then the COVID tracing that, you know, results can be longer. You could end up on that list for a longer period of time.
I don't know what the exact count is. I think it's a little more than 2/3 of the teams in MLB are vaccinated, right? I mean, the Cubs are certainly
about
21
teams.
I believe it is something like that. We also might be getting to a point here where the teams that aren't going to be. I mean, I don't know that anything's going to change Anthony Rizzo's mind or Eric Sogard's mind
or any of his
Jake Arrieta's mind. Right? Yeah, like there might at this point, or any other player on any other team that is not. There are at this point, nothing in all likelihood is going to change their mind. So Cub fans can react to this. Are you mad because it feels like your team's at a disadvantage? Do you want to make some sort of social statement about the whole thing? I mean, whatever. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. We give everybody license to talk however they want on the station.
As put to me here by J-Mo in a text, Rizzo's a cancer survivor.
He is.
He has to be careful about what he puts in his body.
Maybe his doctors told him that.
And J-Mo's a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Cub fan there, guys. So
is there some sort of Silva's a cancer survivor. He got vaccinated. I don't know. Maybe his doctors told him. I have no idea. And I'm not going to pretend I do.
And I'm not a doctor
either.
I
have no idea.
Though I love to play one here.
Yeah.
I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, a doctor.
Hoodie and I were not even really joking. We were trying to bring some levity to the situation.
Yeah,
Meller, me, Hoodie, the Sox fans, we don't have to worry about it. Sox are vaccinated. We don't have to make political statements. Right. We don't have to worry about any competitive disadvantage. They're vaccinated. I am. My wife is. I'm cool. All good. Anthony Rizzo is his own person. He doesn't want to get vaccinated. He doesn't want to get vaccinated. The Cubs can deal with that. For me, it's like, hey, I'm on easy street, although my poor team can't stay healthy. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you guys got hamstring
issues.
We'll
talk about it all. Yeah, what the White Sox could possibly do to fill that void.
Can you get vaccinated for hamstring injuries or muscle injuries?
I wish.
Soft tissue injuries? Can you get vaccinated?
I mean, it's like three serious injuries, you know? Like, say what you want about Madrigal and his, you know, but I mean, like, there is a skill set where he is one of their starters.
Eloy's
was
a silly injury that is going to keep him out for a long period of time.
Like, you could be talking about three potential season-ending injuries for three key players, and the Sox are still in first place. 312-332-3776. Cub fans are working themselves into a little bit of a lather on this. You can join us if you like. And we got lots to do today. We will have some fun along the way. But yeah, the big breaking news where Rizzo admitted to Cap and to Hoodie that he is not vaccinated. We'll be right back.
Stream ESPN 1000 anytime through the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Israel Adesanya, that's from Nico, Yurko's oldest, who's a big UFC fan, UFC 263. Israel Adesanya.
Adesanya.
Is how you say it. It's not Israel Adesanya.
No, it's not Adesanya. Well, it looks like it.
Telling me the truth. Although it does a little bit. 312-332-3776. You've got Carmen and Yurko. We're on the ESPN Chicago app. Of course, you can listen live, and you can watch live in the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios if you go to Twitch. Download the Twitch app. That's what you should do. Or just go to twitch.tv, search ESPN 1000 Chicago. Back in the shop. What's that, Merck?
DraftKings this week.
DraftKings. Brought to you this week by DraftKings, Merck says. Thank you, Merck.
Thank you very much.
We're back in the shop after being at the golf outing for Alta Equipment at Prairie Landing yesterday. That was a lot of fun. There was bad news for the White Sox, and that is the Nick Madrigal news. 60-day DL, a tear in the hamstring. I mean, it's a serious injury, and we kind of knew it was going to be the way he had to be helped off the field. Don't know that he can make it back this year. Rick Hahn was asked about the trade deadline now, which I don't want to say looms because it's still quite some time away and a lot can happen and they can have a lot of discussions. But, you know, we've got about 6 weeks left or so until the trade deadline.
50 days.
There you go.
And Rick Hahn was asked, have injuries changed the calculus here as we do get closer and closer to the end of July?
If we were fully healthy, you know, our needs list would potentially be even shorter. Again, over the coming weeks, we hope to have a little more clarity about potential timing of potential returns, which would influence those talks. Obviously, if we get bad news anywhere along the line, that you know might move something up a position of need up the list. But for now, we're going to continue to engage in talks about what we've identified as the likely areas that we need to improve and see where it leads.
I remember when Robert got hurt, like I had kind of a classic fan overreaction, you know, and front offices have to be careful of this and they're mindful of it and they know it. Their job is to make sure that they don't overreact the way we do. And I try to be grounded, but we're fans and fans are, you're a fanatic for a reason,
sometimes
right?
Sometimes you have a knee-jerk reaction.
And Mellor's the one who actually kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit afterwards. I'm like, man, Rick's got to start making some calls. They better go out and do something. I mean, now they've lost Aloy. Now they've lost their best five-tool player. And I'm like, oh, my. And here we are. What has it been, 6 weeks since Robert got hurt? And their division stinks. I mean, like, I get that. But they've got a 4.5-game lead, and they're pitching wonderfully, and it's kept them in it. And they're doing enough offensively. You know, yesterday, what do I do again a little bit as, like, the overreactionary fan? I start looking like, okay, well, they got to do something here, right? Now they've lost a third guy, and they're going to Detroit, so maybe they should ask. I can't even. Who's the GM right now in Detroit? I can't even think of who it is. Maybe Rick this weekend should start talking to the GM about Jonathan Scope, because he's playing first for the Tigers, but he's really a second baseman by trade, and is a free agent at the end of the year. And Scope's got. And my mind is already racing.
Right, is it still Avila?
Is it Alex?
I can't remember if it's
Avila's
still
dad. It might be.
He was for a while.
Yeah, I can't even think of who it is off the top of my head. I'm like, get Jonathan Scope. And then Merck said to me, hey, Cap had a good thought this morning. I said, no, get out of town.
I was about to say that was a little more restrained than a non-Sox fan saying the White Sox need to move hell or high water to make sure they land Trey Turner and turn him into a second baseman.
Yeah, like that was Cap's thing, right? Go out and get Trey Turner, who's having a great year and can run and is a free agent at the end of the season. So you think that's completely wacky?
I mean, you want to talk about overreaction. Like,
that could be.
Like, I don't know what the White Sox would have to trade away to land Trey Turner, but it would be a lot.
And that's why I wouldn't do that. Jonathan Scope is like someone, if I'm Rick Hahn, I'm watching real close over the next month. And look, he is a second baseman by trade. He's playing a lot of first for them, but that guy's just, he's a professional hitter. He can play second. I mean, I think the Sox would be better to add a lefty at some point. You might not have that luxury. The guys that are going to be available, it seems like, are a lot of right. Like Starling Marte could be available, righty. Jonathan Scope could be available, righty. But they
Marte a switch?
Does Marte switch yet? I thought he was just a righty.
Wrong.
Maybe he does. I thought he was just a righty, but you know, like, they'll get a good look at Scope this weekend. The Tigers have played much better, but let's face it, they're not going anywhere. Tigers have actually been a lot better in the last month, but the Tigers will be selling whatever they can at the deadline, and they've got no use for Jonathan Scope going forward. So
you're right,
why
Marte's
not?
Already.
That's what I thought, yeah. So anyway, I mean, I think this is stuff that we'll have to keep an eye on. This does bear watching, because it's a third significant injury that this team has to overcome. I'm going to play one more piece of sound, then we'll get out to your phone calls. Jeff, the other one was about the returns of Robert and Eloy, right? They're still kind of optimistic. So this is Rick Hahn trying to explain the timeline for Robert and Eloy this year.
Both he and Aloy are progressing well. Their trajectories are both good, and we remain optimistic on both returning at some point this year. Ultimately, on both players, just to sort of manage what is coming next, on both players, at some point, we'll hope to be able to say they've been cleared to resume baseball activities. At that point, given how much time they've missed, it's still going to be a several-week process before they're ready for a rehab assignment, which will be the next stage. And only once they're headed for a rehab assignment am I going to be able to give you like a satisfactory or satisfying answer in terms of when can we expect them back. But each of them are deep into phase one and closing in on getting ready for part two, which is the clearance and resumption of baseball activities.
All right, that's good to hear. That's about as best you're going to get right now. That's the update from Rick Hahn. We still got a lot of season to go, and hopefully both those guys get back. I think it's more of a long shot for Madrigal. At this point, with that severity in the hamstring, might not be able to return in 2021. Here's Mike in Hinsdale on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you, man?
Good. Doing well. I had a few scenarios that I had in mind. Cap kind of got me thinking this morning when he mentioned Trey Turner and Brad Hand. I think you get to give up major league level talent for Trey Turner, like Garrett Crochet. If you look at a guy more like Trevor Story from the Rockies are looking to get rid of people. They're looking to rebuild. And you look at the trade package that they got from St. Louis, wasn't much for Nolan Arenado. So if you look at that and try to build a package off of that for maybe Story and Daniel Bart to bolster that bullpen, or if you want to go just a little lesser route, you can look at Adam Frazier from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's another name. I think you're right about that, Mike. Story's probably going to be in the Turner category of just costing too much. Don't you think, even though these players are rentals?
Yeah, now, like, that's... The problem is the Rockies, he mentioned the Arenado cost. Now, right. They've parted ways with their GM who made the Arenado deal. Right. So, you know,
Arenado was also making a fortune.
He was, but they got nothing back. Story's going to be somebody who, at the deadline, because he's a free agent, he's going to be a sought-after bat. And right. The other problem, like, I like Trevor Story. I always, though, I'm reluctant to give up a lot of assets for a guy who's playing... His whole 81 games in course.
I know. I like the Daniel Bart thought. They could use another righty probably out of that pen, and I do like that thought. But, yeah, there's risk with guys like that. There always is when they leave. Although, Arenado is still raking pretty much, or at least he was. I mean, I don't know. The last couple weeks maybe haven't watched as closely, but Arenado was raking for a while. So maybe he's just special. He's the outlier. They all tend to... You know, the numbers are never quite the same
exactly.
When you leave.
That's the problem. You think you're acquiring or... Even if you try and separate it and say, okay, he is not a 35 home run hit shortstop once we remove him from Coors, but the Rockies view him as a 35 home run shortstop, and they're selling him to that. Right. Everybody who's trying to trade for him.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we'll grab a few more of your calls. Cubs and Sox, the Rizzo stuff, if you want to talk about it. Are you upset? Do you not care that he admitted to Cap and Hoodie? Told him today he's not vaccinated, and he's one of the guys that the Cubs are going to be short of getting to that 85% threshold that would get them some clearance and relax the rules a little. And some in baseball do feel like it is a competitive advantage for about the roughly 2/3 of teams that are vaccinated, like the White Sox, who are nearly fully vaccinated, and their restrictions have been laxed greatly. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. This hour is brought to you by our friends at 3CHI. That's the number 3CHI, the leaders in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. Visit 3CHI.com for more info and use the promo code ESPN21 for 5% off.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a steamer of a weekend. If you like the heat, get ready. Get the kids to the pool this weekend. 312-332-ESPN for Carmen and Yurko. We played Anthony Rizzo. He said it about an hour ago with Cap and Hoodie. He admitted that he is one of the Cubs that is not vaccinated. Can't quite get to that 85% threshold. And look, Jed Hoyer said this about 2 weeks ago. He said they're probably not going to get there at this point. Joe is in Mokina on ESPN 1000. Hey, Joe.
Gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
So, it's a personal preference, obviously. You know, hats off to him if he wants to do whatever he wants to with it. It's his body. I don't think it's such a big deal, though. I mean, they just rolled out this vaccine, and there's no long-term studies done. It's impossible to do, obviously, with it being brand new. So, I don't know, wanting to put a foreign substance in your body this quick, I think I agree with Rizzo. I don't know, I wouldn't do it. Not right away. I'm not saying people shouldn't get it done. You know, if they feel like they need to get it done. Also, there's people out there who want to know exactly what's going in their body. So it's a precaution. I'm actually in the middle of a discussion with my ex-wife because she wants to get our 15-year-old vaccinated. And I'm like, well, but wait a little bit until, you know, we see more data on this. That's just my personal opinion.
All right, Joe, thanks. Not an easy decision, I suppose, for a lot of families that have to deal with something like that. I am not in that category. Let's go to, how about Joey in the city? Where's Joey? There he is. What's up, Joey? Joey.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
Hey, how are you? Caco seat.
Caco seat.
Yeah. I just want to comment. I'm a cancer survivor two and a half years now, and I won't get the vaccine. And I agree with Rizzo because you know what? The junk they put in my body, now they want to put more junk in there. And like the other caller said, you don't know what this stuff is.
Has your doctor told you?
Dr. Fauci, who was a disgrace with the against the Italians, that guy talks out of seven sides of his mouth. He's just a nitwit.
Joe, has your doctor suggested that you get or do not get it?
I was just there for a checkup yesterday, and I asked him. I said, what do you think, Doc? He goes, what do you want to do? I said, you put more stuff in my body that, you know, he goes, well, it helped you. I said, yeah, well, I'm fine. I feel the healthiest I've felt in years, and I'm not doing it. He goes, you know what? It's your body. You do what you want, but I suggest you get it, but it's your prerogative, which I understand. People want to get it, you know. But people are, you know, the media makes everybody scared to death. You know, wear 17 masks. Don't go out. Don't touch this. I mean, come on.
I never once heard the media wear 17 masks. I think Joey's being a little hyperbolic. Let's go.
Joey was funny. That's funny.
Joey, thanks. And congrats on beating cancer. Let's go to Elmer Steve. What's up, Stevie?
Hey. You know, I was so excited about this Cubs-Cardinals series. And one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is seeing how Wisdom does because, you know, St. Louis was the team that he came up with. And so you think, well, you know, if he has some weaknesses, they might have some knowledge of, hey, he has trouble with this, he has trouble with that, you know, and then he could they could show a blueprint to the rest of the league, you know, how to pitch him. And on the other hand, maybe whatever weaknesses they perceive, he's eliminated. And now, you know, he's going to really thrive and have a great series against, you know, the hand that used to feed him. And then
it's revenge time.
And he goes ahead and he distracts everybody with all this stuff. We don't need distractions. We don't need problems. Is this guy trying to sabotage you, the team, because he's no longer doing pre and post and now he's become a Sox fan? And so he's trying to just sabotage
you're mad at Cap. I gotcha. He's a Sox fan.
Stop it.
He's not doing pre and post. Oh,
I'm
Elmer,
you,
Steve.
Sean Marshall better get an order of protection.
All right, Steve. Stop it. I thought he was mad at Rizzo. He's mad at Cap. It's not Cap's fault.
He wouldn't be taking Sean Marshall's job anyway. It would be the other guy's job he'd be going after.
Cole
Hamels.
Right. Cole Hamels. Cap did nothing wrong.
He asked a question, guys.
Did nothing wrong. He's not trying to. And I got news for you. It's not going to be a distraction in that clubhouse. They know what's going on. They know they're not full. They know they're not at 85%. What do you think they haven't talked about? Rizzo said they've talked about it. They had conversations with one another. They know.
22 or 26.
That's what you need.
26-man roster. You got to have 22 guys to get vaccinated to be at 85%. It's 22.1 players. Of course, you can't do 0.1 of a player.
No. Well, that'd be something if you could, right?
Well, don't forget, though, it is about 100 total employees that are considered the front line for
So
we're talking about, like, coaching staff.
Oh, wow.
Also, so there's about 100 total people in each team.
Then we'll go with 85.
So then we're going with 85. You need 85 people. Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was part of the 26. So I guess it makes sense, though, for the coaches. They've got to be. So, it's going to at least be higher than the 26. Okay.
The interesting question would be how many medical people that are there, trainers and such, who don't have it?
I'd like to know that, Yurko.
Aha!
Let's go to Big John. He's got a Sox thought. What
Big
up, Johnny boy?
Hello, Big John.
What's up, brothers? Long time.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, living life, as a Sox fan. You know, you would like to wonder what would it be like with all the guys in the lineup.
Please,
but
I know.
As a Sox fan, you never want to see what's going on, and I could see some of us panicking. But look, like I was talking to your guy that screamed at the beginning. Don't go out there and wager your prospects. What do you do at the trade deadline? Get the best infielder available for the rest of the season, and like you were talking earlier. As far as the outfield, they're going to know where Roberts and Jimenez is at that time. If you need me to go out there and hire the hired gun, you do it because you know as we baseball fans, we know the Sox ceiling is good right now. So basically, if you really to myself, I look at like what team really scares you as far as we're going to go to the World Series. At the beginning of the year, they said the White Sox and the Dodgers were going to be in the World Series. What teams have had a lot of injuries? The Dodgers and the White Sox.
Dodgers and the Sox, yeah.
And look what's happening. Both teams are so good. They're hanging around and they're first place, and the Sox are. One more thing. Like you're talking about Sorry, let's get him. Is Arenado making the Cardinals in first place right now? One guy going to turn that St. Louis team around? Go out there, get the best hired gun for the end of the season because you got three major players coming back, and our farm system is plentiful.
I don't even
guys,
know if it's
good to hear from you.
Thanks, Johnny. I don't even know if it's the best hired gun. It's the one that makes most sense for you. I mean, like, the best hired gun might be Trey Turner. That might cost you too much in terms of prospects, so you might pass. And you might look at someone like Jonathan Scope instead, who they're going to see this weekend and who they know well. I mean, that it's about finding the best fit for right now. The Sox pitching is what has been miraculously, you know, helping them to this point with all these injuries. There are only two teams in all of baseball whose starters have an ERA below 3. One of them is the Mets, and that's because their best pitcher has given up 4 earned runs this year. It's the middle of June. Guy's given up 4 earned runs, Yerk. And they're a National League team. You'd expect it a little bit more. The other's the White Sox. The Mets starter's ERA is 2.88. The White Sox is 2.90.
It's pretty good.
Your next 5 teams in order are all National League teams. The Sox are the true outlier there in the American League with a starter's ERA below 3. It's incredible. More Sox, Cubs, Rizzo conversation on the other side of a quick timeout. We're back in 2 minutes.